Here's Kevin Saul, the athletic director at Wichita State University. Shockers at home tonight. Men's basketball to place to face Charlotte. American Athletic Conference game. Kevin, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. Good afternoon. Appreciate being on the show. Congrats on the new the time and schedule change. I assume that's a positive.
Yeah, everything's a positive in my life, Kevin. I'm Mr. Positive, so thank you for that.
Great to hear.
You know, we like having you on in good circumstances, but we're obligated to talk to you today about Wichita State men's basketball is not where anyone thought it would be. I'm in that club because when I watched this team early, I thought to myself, okay, they've got some firepower. They look pretty good. I could see this team doing some things. We're still at only January 14th, but right now they're off to an 0-3 start in the American and have not played well, certainly not defended well. What's going on?
Yeah, no, I appreciate the question, guys, and I think we could probably chat for a little while about this, but I'll give you certainly my thoughts, and I appreciate the opportunity to share. As you know, we've got 30 to 31 games in a season, right? And I think we're called to be steady in the storm. Certainly, we're not where any of our coaches or players want to be right now, starting off the league 0-3. And as a program, I think we've got to evaluate. The last 3 years, guys, we started the league 0-3, 0-6, 0-3, 0-5, and 0-3. So we certainly have to evaluate why is that occurring, and certainly address that. And it would be disingenuous for us to sit here and say that this is acceptable internally within our program or externally. But what I can tell you is we can't afford to get too high or too low, right? We have to keep going. Otherwise, we lose time and opportunities to get better. So I think I don't want to get too deep or philosophical, but at the end of the day, I think our society, the influencers in our society, have a tendency to succumb to hyperbole. That was the greatest win in 21 years, was said after the K-State win, or that was the worst loss in decades, which has been said as well. I think at the same time, we tend to avoid highlighting some of the positives that have occurred as well, right? We said after the Friends game, I think we finished 10-3 in non-conference play, which was our highest win total in 5 years. Certainly not something we're going to blow the roof off of, because we've seen a whole lot better than that, and we expect better than that. But that's a positive data point that, for whatever reason, is not out there in the mainstream media or within our society as well. And so I think it's important just to remain steady in the storm. We've got to obviously focus on what we need to do to get better. We freely accept the criticism, knowing it and a lack of balanced positive feedback, for that matter, is part of the job. But we can't allow it to steal time away from planning, preparation, execution, evaluation, all those developmental things. So I certainly respect and truly, genuinely, I respect and appreciate that there may be some in our community that may choose to bury us. There may be some that want to write us off, consider us an afterthought, or promote apathy around the program. But it's our charge to proceed on with great energy, great effort, enthusiasm, and joy. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to be steady in the storm and keep trying to get better every single day.
This might only be a thing to me, but Paul Mills not appearing for the post-game chat with Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull after the game in San Antonio, is that something that should matter to fans, that he wasn't there to give a message to them after that game, or are the coaches' shows sufficient for that? How do you feel about that as an athletic director and as a leader?
Well, certainly, Jeff, those are normal circumstances under normal and standard times. And I think the question of should it matter, you know, I would turn that around. And I think from your perspective, Jeff, it probably should. And it does matter. And it matters for our program as well. I would submit to you respectfully to consider that communication was done well in that particular instance. So there were no great surprises in terms of what was happening, but there were more important and more critical things going on in the locker room at that particular time.
Kevin Saul with us from Wichita State Athletics. Listen, I am a reactionary person. I'm a media person. I try to be fair. I have used the word afterthought, and I own that, and I see what's going on. I've been around Shocker basketball since I was 7 years old. Let me ask you this, Kevin, about the current structure of college athletics with the NIL and the transfer portal. It appeared that the philosophy was to go out and get what the coaching staff thought was proven older players. and try to get them to mix in here at Wichita State. And I'm still, again, not saying that that won't happen. We're only three games into the conference season. But do you constantly evaluate the right way to approach the transfer portal? And how do you settle on the right way to approach the transfer portal when so many programs are out there trying to do it?
Bob, to answer your first question, yes, evaluation is constant. We are constantly being evaluated, either by ourselves, by others, by other teams, opponents, whatever the case may be. I think the way to improve individual program or collection of athletics program is to maintain coachable spirits and understand that evaluation is part of it, right? Evaluation feeds into planning and preparation, which feeds into execution, which feeds into evaluation. And it's really, that's what it's about. And so whether it's competing or navigating the portal, I think that evaluation is critically important. We can paint with really broad brushes, but obviously there's going to be some outliers to every single one of these statements. Generally, older clubs perform better, and time will tell if that's the case with this particular team or this particular season and a collection of teams that might be older. We see success in NCAA tournaments with older clubs. We see success in regular seasons with older clubs. And so that's what the portal gives you an opportunity to do is to be able to get some older guys. I will share with you that from a retention standpoint, we've talked about this before, the average team in our league flipped 8 spots. We flipped 3. From a valuation perspective, what is the answer? Are you better off flipping more spots? Or does continuity, roster continuity, and experience play a factor? And I would tell you that I think all is worth the evaluation. And ultimately, you've got to develop a philosophy and move forward with that philosophy and not second guess yourself. So there's still time, obviously, for the formula to be evaluated. And we certainly will, but we're focused day in and day out right now on getting better as a team.
I was a little bit taken aback in Taylor Eldridge's story following the past weekend's game when a few players were quoted as saying, we got to get guys to care. And I realize that's, you know, emotions after a game where people are feeling down, and I get all that. What opportunities do you see for buy-in as this season continues? What messages are out there that are particularly strong from the coaching staff, from leaders on the team as players, and can maybe get this thing turned around from an emotional standpoint?
Yeah, Jeff, I appreciate that question. I think care means different things to different peoples, not to convolute or dilute it, but at the end of the day, caring about the things that contribute to winning basketball, right? And there are varying levels of that. There is not one person in that locker room, in that scouting room, in that film room. There is not one person. And I have attended for 2 or 3 consecutive weeks. I've attended the 2-hour post-game film review. And I've attended the 1-hour pre-game scouts and the 4 occasions that we're reviewing personnel for an upcoming opponent. There's not one individual in that room that doesn't care. There's not one individual in that room that doesn't want to win. It is truly understanding how to attack the game and how to win. I'll give you an example, guys. When you look at the last 3 games, we are incredibly high in the percentage of productivity with after timeouts, ATOs, with sideline OBs, baseline OBs, those are all considered special teams. We have won the special teams this year an overwhelming amount of times as compared to not winning the special teams. We are scoring, right? At the end of the day, when you score 80 points, that's enough to win a basketball game. You score 75 points, that's enough to win a basketball game. For us, it's understanding schematically and the effort, the heart, the intensity, the urgency, that it takes to play winning defensive basketball, and that's what we're focused on.
Talking with Kevin Saul, Wichita State Athletics, I think one of the very first times you were on the show, I remarked about, boy, you're inheriting a challenging situation with everything that's gone on, and the fact that so much of Wichita State Athletics, fairly or unfairly, is driven by men's basketball. You're into this job now quite a ways. tell me about the challenges. How difficult is it? Because you picked the coach you thought was the right guy, and he still may very well turn out to be that in Paul Mills. Certainly an impressive list of credentials. But the world, as we, again, talked about many times, the world of college athletics has changed dramatically just since you've been at Wichita State. How challenging is it?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bob. I would think if you talk to any one of the 361 Division I athletic directors across the country, I think they would all say that there are great challenges and there are great rewards in the job. At the end of the day, it is a challenging environment, but I truly believe that our significance and purpose is found in those challenges, that we're placed in positions at places in particular moments in time based on the blessings that and the gifts that we have to try and navigate people and organizations through that. So I don't look at it as much as challenges as maybe as I do opportunities. And we have tremendous opportunity in front of us. And we've got to approach those this navigating these challenges, these opportunities, with great enthusiasm, with great joy, with appreciation for the opportunity to work at in a pretty challenging profession, and to be able to develop young people and use athletics as a really unique classroom to develop young people for the rest of their lives. And ultimately, that's what all of this is about. And every university has its assets. And every university has its challenges, and institutions rise and fall with leadership. And so that's what we're focused on, is leading an athletics program forward. Our president is focused on leading the university forward, and our basketball coach is focused on leading the basketball program forward. And we're trying to do that together in a complementary fashion. So, yes, it is a challenging environment, but I don't know that anything that's worthwhile in accomplishing comes without challenge, and true growth comes in moments of discomfort, and we've got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if we're going to grow this program into a different spot.
Well, we appreciate your time as always. We could talk about this all day, and I'm not sure we'd ever come to a real resolution. It's just a brand new world, and hopefully the Shockers will figure out how to navigate this and get back on the winning track. Starting tonight at home against Charlotte. Kevin, thank you.
Bob, there's nothing more than we want than that. So I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show in good times and in our struggles. So thank you both very much.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Kevin Saul, Wichita State Athletic Director.